Welcome to the Pepin Podcast. This is episode 26 and focuses on Justin O'Connor and colleagues' 2022 paper, Rethinking the Classification of Games and Sports in Physical Education, a response to changes in sport and participation. This is an audio version of the Pepin blog that can be found at www.peprn.com. The idea of this blog and podcast series is to read an academic paper and write a blog in no more than 40 minutes. 20 minutes reading and 20 minutes writing, using the 8 headers. Whatever emerges will then be published. The aim is to make paper reading and blog writing manageable whilst maintaining the integrity and usefulness of Pepin. The abstract and section headings. The paper sets out to rethink 4 classifications of games: target, net wall, striking and fielding, and invasion, and proposes that a wider range of forms of sport should be considered in physical education. These 5 new forms should consider both the social, environmental and affective dimensions of learning. The 5 new forms proposed are lap or circuit, route or journey, rush or action, stunts or tricks, and rhythmic sports. Introduction and conclusion. The authors set out to reshape the classifications of games and extend possibilities for teaching and learning in physical education. They argue that the current classification of 4 game types have dominated PE and weakened the possibilities for pedagogy in the subject. Whilst the 4 classifications have provided common elements for teaching and learning, they have also constrained physical education. With the changes inherent in the sports that adults and young people now play, there is a need to disrupt the classification and offer everyone a chance to reconsider what physical education is and does. They conclude by suggesting that lap, route, rush, stunt and rhythmic sports are more in keeping with the sports that preteens and adults play, and they offer a reconsideration of the tactics they require. These different forms of participation open up physical education to more students and more possibilities. Tables and diagrams. The tables show the differences between traditional sports and the percentage of people who still play these in adulthood. In doing so, they represent the established message about the disconnect between physical education and wider sports participation. The most useful table, Table 4, shows the results of the author's conceptualization of games and presents the new categories mentioned above. Table 5 provides examples of tactical questions and tactical ends that might arise from the expanded 9 categories of games, a resource of great benefit to teachers and academics alike. The point of the paper. The paper aims to show how times have changed and provide concrete examples of those changes. The 5 categories and the tactics provided open up the teaching of physical education in ways that haven't to date been common. The paper challenges the established ways of physical education and offers broader alternatives through which to conceptualise the subject in schools. This paper could serve as a springboard to pedagogical and curricular change in different departments and in many different ways. The main arguments. That we have thought in the same way for too long. Participation in the interests of change and physical education hasn't. It is important that we challenge the status quo and consider what is prevalent and relevant in the 21st century. It is too easy to maintain the equilibrium, but it doesn't reflect what is happening in sport around the globe. Only by stopping and thinking about why these classifications have endured and why we have bought into them so readily can we begin to question their undisputed place in our subject. The importance of this paper. This paper is of great importance as we as a profession try to move away from the multi-activity approach and physical education and sports techniques. By considering more categories and articulating not only a need for tactics but also the types of tactics and outcomes that could result from using these approaches, we are taking a big step forward for the field and the teaching of games. The paper's contribution to my knowledge. I was happy and content with 4 categories and they served my purposes. I hadn't chosen to challenge them, but in reading the paper I'm convinced by the author's arguments. This helps me to challenge my own preconceptions and find new ways of thinking and doing. Summary of the paper in 1 or 2 sentences. While the 4 categories of games in physical education are useful and have led to some joined up thinking, they aren't representative of current thinking. As such, we need to open the door to other ideas and help teachers to think differently about the tactics and learning aspirations that might result from these additional categories. By looking at 5 new categories, lap, circuit, route or journey, rush or action, stunts or tricks, and rhythmic sports, we can widen the scope of physical education and hopefully include more young people in physical education. Thanks for listening, and see you in a couple of weeks for the next 2020 Vision Pepin podcast, where I will discuss Valerie Varia and colleagues' 2022 paper, Exploring the Changes of Physical Education in the Age of COVID-19.